From the campus of Samford University, welcome to an inside report on Bulldog Sports. This is the Sounds from Samford Athletics Podcast with Riley Hubbard.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this year's final edition of the Sounds from Samford Athletics Podcast. Baseball is at the Southern Conference Tournament and came away with a huge win on Wednesday over Western Carolina. They're just three wins away from back-to-back Southern Conference championships in Greenville. In light of that, we will be speaking to a senior on the Samford men's baseball team from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, pitcher Kyle Stewart, so be sure to stick around for that. However, first we'll quickly go over the recent results and upcoming schedule for Samford Athletics, which right now is just the baseball team in action.
Time now for a recap of recent sporting events and a look ahead at what's next for the Bulldogs.
Last Thursday in Johnson City, baseball began the final series of the 2019 regular season against ETSU. They came away with a 5-1 win on Thursday, lost by a 2-1 final score on Friday, and won by a 9-1 final score on Saturday to take the series. In the game, Samford's Taylor Garris went 3-for-5 with a double and two RBI to lead Samford at the plate. Preston Moore went 3-for-4 with a double and an RBI as well. Hamp Skinner pitched three innings in relief, allowing just one hit to earn the win on the mound for the Bulldogs. On Wednesday, the Bulldogs took part in the first game of the Southern Conference Tournament against Western Carolina, where they came away with a thrilling 5-4 victory. Samford was down 4-0 going into the bottom of the eighth, but scored two in the eighth, two in the ninth to tie, and then Sonny DeShera hit a walk-off home run in the bottom of the tenth to earn the win for Samford. Samford earned their 40th victory of the 2019 season. On Thursday, the baseball team will play Mercer at 3 o'clock p.m. in the Southern Conference Tournament. That game will be televised on the SoCon Digital Network. The Bulldogs' path past the Mercer game is still to be determined based on the way that the bracket will play out in Greenville.
Now, let's meet this week's student-athlete in the Bulldog Spotlight.
Pleased to be joined in the Bulldog Spotlight this week by Kyle Stewart. Kyle is a senior member of the Samford University baseball team from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, where this is his final ride. So, Kyle, headed to the conference championship this weekend. What do you have to say about the success of the team so far and expectations for the conference tournament this weekend? Really big weekend for you guys.
Well, Riley, first off, thanks for having me on. Couldn't have asked for a better senior season, being the first team in Samford's history to win the regular season title. But this week is really the only one that matters because, you know, in our conference, in order to advance the regionals, you've got to win the conference tournament. Very pleased to get off to a good start today with a very tense and exciting
game. Very interesting game.
Very interesting game. You know, a lot of people probably counted us out there. But that just shows the resilience of this team, and what we've done all year is just found a way to win.
Yep. A victory over Western Carolina, take on Mercer, of course, on Thursday. But I'll go back to the regular season this year. You mentioned how special of a season it's been. Talk a little bit about, you know, what's made this season so special for you guys. As you mentioned, the very first team in program history to win the regular season in Southern Conference.
Yeah, you know, I think going into the year, we had a schedule that we knew with a good team that we had coming back this year that we could win a lot of games. And a little disappointed in our midweek performance this year. But I think that our dominance of the Southern Conference on the weekends, especially at home where we didn't lose a home game in conference, really gave us the number of wins that we were able to get.
Big 4-0.
That's right, 40 today. And I believe we set a regular season record for wins. So just shows that on the weekend, you know, with our starting pitching and our relief guys out of the pen, as well as really good hitters in our lineup that we unfortunately had to face all fall. It just shows how good of a team we have. And, again, this week's all that matters. We got to keep playing well and win when it matters.
Yeah, been an awesome season, but still got a little bit of work to do. It'd be a great, be a great week in Greenville. But anyway, outside of baseball a little bit, earlier at the Sampsby's this year, you were awarded the Mr. Bulldog Award. Talk a little bit about, you know, what that honor was to you, you know, really honoring just your leadership and your charisma, your play off of the baseball field.
Yeah, you know, it's funny that performance on the field is actually a factor in that award. I'm not sure if the committee knew that this year. But yeah, it was just an honor to receive that award. All of the congratulatories that I got after the ceremony, it was really just special to have my parents there. I know that they appreciated that award. But I've really enjoyed my time at Samford, and from the offset of coming here, I really just wanted to get as involved in the other side of campus, as they call it, as possible. And whether that was my fraternity or some other organizations like the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, it's just been really fun to get to know a lot of people and build relationships with many aspects of campus.
Yeah, well, you're also a senior this season. Still wearing Samford for now, but you're actually, I mean, you're officially a graduate now. How does it feel to have that title, official Samford graduate, graduate of Samford University?
Well, I think that this time of the year is always most fun. You know, when school's out, you're just playing baseball. And this year, being graduate, it's even more special. Just having the next chapter ahead of me, but being where my feet are and just soaking up every bit of my little time in baseball that I have left.
Yeah, yeah. Well, got to enjoy the end of your career for sure.
That's right.
Well, we'll go ahead and get off of the field just a little bit. Tell us a little bit about some hobbies, some things you like to do in your free time, you know, when you're not playing baseball.
Well, Riley, I really like to golf. I'm not an 8 handicap like yourself, but
you can still have fun. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's a great time out there. I definitely get my money's worth on the course. Usually hit more shots than I would like, but you know, I like to put a positive spin on it that more
as
shots.
Long as you're having fun.
Exactly, having fun. No, it's a great time. Outside of golf, really just like watching sports and TV shows, Riley.
Okay, tell us sports and TV shows. What are you into?
Well, a hot topic right now, of course, is Game of Thrones, and I am definitely in the crowd that's displeased with the last season of the show.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big controversy. I've never seen a single show of it, but I have seen I've seen all of the backlash from it.
Well, you know, you invest a lot of time in a show, and it has such high expectations build up into season 8. And just a rush season, Riley. Just a rush season. Honestly, I think they blew it a little bit. Of course, the directors didn't create the story. So they had to, you know, write their own script, their own story to finish this series. And honestly, you know, I was a little displeased with it. I feel like it was a little rushed. I know they gave us the long battle in episode 3, which probably cut out a lot of the budget. And I think it showed in the rest of the season. You know, it was just a little rushed. And I think they could have done a better job.
You're still going to watch season 9, though, aren't you?
Well, Riley, unfortunately, the show's over.
Oh, the series is over.
Yeah, the whole thing's over. So we kind of left us with a bad taste in our mouth. But you know what? I think life's going to go on after Game of Thrones.
How upset was Jack Root about all this?
Jack and I live in Wild Forest together. Not together. We live in separate apartments. But his apartment is lower than mine is in a different building. So after the episode, I got a phone call from Jack. And usually what a phone call from Jack means is he needs like a dishwasher pod or a Tide detergent pod. But this time he said, hey, you need to come out to the back balcony. And we had a full conversation about the episode there. I was standing on my balcony, Jack in the parking lot. I think he got a little emotional. I think he had been crying a little bit. He's definitely far more invested in it than I am. But yeah, it was a good little moment we had there sharing our distaste for that last episode.
I got you. Outside of obviously college baseball, are you a Major League Baseball fan, football, NFL, college?
Well, first and foremost, big Samford guy, Riley.
Oh yeah.
Big Sam
Dog. Oh, you are Mr. Bulldog.
That's right. But outside of Samford, I did grow up in Tuscaloosa as an Auburn fan.
That's tough right there.
It is tough. It really develops thick skin, though. It teaches you how to argue. I think all my friends would tell you I like to do that. I'm an instigator. But, you know, somebody's got to defend Auburn down there and spread the light in the dark place. But, you know, Auburn football for sure. Been a fan of the Red Sox for a long time, so enjoying.
Won a World Series.
Yeah, I'm enjoying the World Championship. You know, growing up in Alabama, pro sports aren't really a thing, you know, because
it's all college.
We've got the colleges, so it keeps us busy. But yeah, just outside of that, I like to watch golf. Just had our PGA Championship competition among some buddies. I lost, of course, blew it on Sunday. But yeah, we like to watch golf as well.
Gotcha. Well, before I let you go, I'm gonna do a little bit of rapid fire with you. I'm gonna tell you first. I'll tell you a question. You tell me the first thing that popped into your head. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Favorite spot on Samford's campus?
Oh man, I have to go with the Brock School of Business.
That's your major, correct?
That's right.
Favorite restaurant?
Taco Mama.
Favorite movie?
Star Wars.
Favorite musical artist?
Eric Church. For country. Now, I also enjoy classic rock, and my favorite band is U2.
So you got two, one for each genre.
Yes. Anything but rap really goes for me. I've developed a taste for the early 2000s, late 90s rock, like Hootie and the Blowfish, Matchbox 20, Third Eye Blind, but grew up on 106.9 The Eagle, and then in high school started liking country music, and I don't miss an Eric Church concert within a 300-mile radius.
Favorite Auburn football player of all time?
Wow. I did not expect this. I had my Samford football player ready to go. But Auburn,
go ahead and give us that.
All right. Favorite Samford football player? Christian Stark, Skull Crusher. Favorite Auburn football player? I have to go with Courtney Taylor there. Growing up, I had his jersey. And I think for a while he led, until this past year, he led Auburn career in receptions.
He did. He led it until Ryan Davis beat it.
Yeah.
Greatest receiver in Auburn history. You are going up against Beasley there.
You are. You know, Beasley's a little before my time. But, you know, he did carry Pat Sullivan to the Heisman, I guess you could say.
Good.
But I don't know. I would have to think more about the greatest of all time with Courtney Taylor. It's definitely not Ryan Davis, who now holds the receptions record.
It's a good answer. Really good answer. Well, staying with players, what's your favorite professional baseball player of all time? Somebody you look up to, somebody kind of model yourself after. It doesn't have to be a pitcher necessarily.
I don't want to put that on anyone that I model my game after them, but I'm going to go with a hitter here and say Manny Ramirez. Manny? When I really started liking the Red Sox, he was the guy.
Right.
And we actually went to a Red Sox game when I was really young, big Manny guy. Wore my jersey to the game, the whole nine yards, sat in the bleachers, and Manny was out. They took him out of the lineup that day. I guess he was getting rest or whatever. So when we told these people, up, you know, Northeastern people, that we had driven all the way from Alabama to see Manny Ramirez play, and he wasn't in the lineup, they were upset. They were visibly upset. And, you know, it was a tough day. But the Red Sox did pull out the win.
It's all that matters.
That's right. I think that Mike Lowell hit a walk-off double off the monster to beat the Indians. So can't complain there.
Yeah. Well, Manny Ramirez is a cool player.
That's right.
Very different player for sure.
Very different. Very different. He's, I guess, well known for the catch and left where he cut it off. He did cut the throw. Which was bonehead, but you know, that's classic Manny. He's a liability. I think Fenway Park's the only place that he could actually have a career in left field. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about, I guess he caught the ball and left, high fives the fan, and then proceeds to throw a runner out at first base.
That's pretty cool.
So,
favorite pitch in your repertoire?
I really like to throw the changeup to right handers. In high school, I probably threw it 40% of the time.
Really? Guys out in front.
That's right, exactly. More so in front than they already are.
Okay. I'll make this my final question. A lot of athletes have rituals, things they do before games or during games. Do you have any type of superstition or ritual before a game?
Oh, well, if you watch closely to myself, Ryan Crockett, and Hamp Skinner, we have these rituals that we will do in certain counts on offense. So, for example, on a 3-2 count with one out, we will all wrap each other, you know, we'll go arm over the shoulder to the next guy to our left. And as soon as the pitcher comes set or starts his delivery, we'll lean over the rail. And the rule is you can't make a noise once he starts until the play is over. So if it's a walk, we can't celebrate until the runner hits first base. If it's a home run, we can't celebrate until the guy hits home plate. So, you know, just we believe that those rituals, I guess now that they're out on the airwaves, they might not work as well, but we believe that the team
success. No, it'll continue to work.
We firmly believe that the team success on offense has a lot to do and is correlated very strongly with our rituals.
We really appreciate you guys, you know, carrying the team all season with that kind of stuff.
Well, you know, some things just go unnoticed.
I got you. Well, Kyle, thank you so much for your time and congratulations on being a graduate of Samford University, and good luck in the future.
Thank you very much, Riley.
And good luck at the conference tournament. Career's not over yet.
That's right.
This has been the Sounds from Samford Athletics Podcast with Riley Hubbard. Stay up to date with Bulldog Sports online at samfordsports.com. This has been a presentation of Samford University Athletics.